Israel, U.S. urge EU to address rising anti-Semitism, stop funding anti-Israel hate groups. By Simon Kent on September 26, 2019. Rising attacks on Jews across Europe as well as increased support for anti-Israel hate groups must be addressed by the European Union. EU, Israeli and U.S. officials warn Wednesday. Gilad Erdan, Israel's Minister of Strategic Affairs, said before meeting a group of European lawmakers the EU should make sure its money does not go to groups that support the Palestinian-led, anti-Israel boycott movement. In Brussels, Erdan also released a report cataloging examples of boycott divestment sanctions. BDS, branches or activists using anti-Semitic content in their campaigns of harassment. Israel says the BDS movement masks a deeper aim of delegitimizing or even destroying the country. We have proven beyond a doubt that BDS is an anti-Semitic campaign led by supporters of terror with one purpose: the elimination of the Jewish state, Erdan said. Erdan spoke alongside U.S. Special Envoy for Monitoring and Combating Anti-Semitism Ilan Karr at a news conference to launch the report. Titled Behind the Mask, The Anti-Semitic Nature of BDS Exposed, that urges world leaders to stop funding groups linked to the movement. France, anti-Semitic incidents up 73% in 2018. Breitbart London, at Breitbart London, February 14, 2019. I'm here to express the United States' position that this is anti-Semitism, and we stand unequivocally with the State of Israel in combating this scourge, Karr said. Israel called on the EU last year to stop funding more than a dozen European and Palestinian non-governmental organizations, alleging some of the NGOs had links to militant groups. According to numbers compiled by Tel Aviv University, anti-Semitic attacks worldwide rose 13% from 2017 to in 2018. The United States, France, Britain and Germany had the most attacks. In a survey last year for the EU's Fundamental Rights Agency, nearly 85% of the Jewish respondents said they considered hate crimes to be a serious problem. Karr said anti-Semitism has become a major enough issue in Europe that many Jews are thinking about emigrating. These numbers should be disturbing to absolutely everybody, Karr said. Not just to Jews. This isn't right or left, it's not Jews or non-Jews. Nobody, no normal person should think this is acceptable. As Breitbart News reported, France alone saw a 73% rise in the number of anti-Semitic incidents in 2018, according to figures released by the Interior Ministry, with some blaming social media for the increase. The figures revealed there had been 541 incidents across the country last year, Euronews reports. Over the same period, attacks against Jews rose almost 10% in Germany, with violent acts soaring by more than 60% alone, latest crime statistics reveal. German Chancellor Angela Merkel warned last April that Muslim immigrants have added a new strain of anti-Semitism to German culture by holding Jews solely responsible for the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. AP contributed to this report. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.